We've had people who've been removed from the forums because they were Jewish or partial Jewish ancestry, who had renounced their ancestry in the past. I mean, that's something that's been brought up on the show before. And, I mean, that's an obvious conflict. I mean, is that something that can be addressed?
You know, I actually had never heard that before. I think that in cases like this, it's really like you've got to just, you know, I mean, there's an absolute purist stance, which is like, they're simply not allowed, in which case I have to go. And there's the stance that could look at this with like, okay, let's look at this as an individual case and see what the actual individual case is. And are there people that are advocating for those people to be let back in or something like that? Or are they just saying that we're hypocrites because I'm allowed and those people weren't, or what are they saying?
Yeah, it's the hypocrisy issue, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and I understand. I mean, what can I say? Again, one, I didn't know that this was the case. Two, I think that despite me being me, I think I am an edge case here. And I think that I certainly, one thing that has been brought up is that there are people that feel like there are people that are softening their stances or are not as committed to the idea that they seem to be committed to a week ago. And it's simply out of loyalty to me. And it's possible that that's happened. And I don't condone that. I don't condone anybody like saying, you know, like basically softening their position on the JQ just to make room for me.
Yeah.
I don't condone it. Like, look, it's a weird case. I'm here and we did what we did. And in some cases, I think that what I've done is kind of speaks for me. So like, if you had a guy that came and said, hey, you know, I'm partial Jewish or I have a wife or a girlfriend that's partially Jewish. And, by the way, I also created a podcast that attracted 100,000 listeners a week that was, you know, promoting alt-right ideas and white nationalism and a hard stance on the JQ, you know, then I would be like, okay, all right. You know, I mean, I would make an exception for that person given their accomplishments. If it's somebody that has not done anything and simply wants acceptance, I would say, well, you know, you kind of have to earn it if this is your case, right? Mm-hmm.